Right now, we're going to go to Europe and talk with our man who covers the European Union, Dr. Rob Congdon. And Rob, I guess I need to ask the first question. What about the situation there in Europe with the meeting? There's going to be a security meeting that is going to take place in Munich, Germany. All the world leaders are going to come together. Mike Pence, the vice president, will be addressing the conference, both the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense from the United States. Look like world leaders are trying to get some clarity on the Trump administration, especially in the area of security. What can you tell me about this meeting?
Well, that's right. They're trying to size up the new president and his administration. This is an annual meeting, a summit, a security summit, pulled together once a year with top leaders, both in the president level, prime minister levels, where possible, and the security people. And it's heavily NATO-oriented. It's basically Europe and the Western Alliance. And so it's a major meeting. It started on Friday. It continues through the weekend with, as you said, Vice President Pence will be speaking. So will the EU representative speaking. They've already laid groundwork for this. They're really uncertain where the future is for NATO, them, their defense, because of the United States.
Well, I guess that may be the central theme. I know last year they focused on the situation in Syria, and other years they have special themes and agendas that they want to look at a certain issue as it relates to security, but it has to be NATO. General Mattis, who is the Secretary of Defense, has just been over into the European Union area. He addressed the people there. The Secretary of State Tillerson's on his way to Munich as well. Let's talk about NATO just for a moment. In fact, there are ships, four NATO ships, that are now holding exercises there in the Black Sea. Anything to do with this meeting? It's quite interesting. It's happening with NATO, especially in light of the recent visit by our Secretary of Defense.
Well, NATO is pushing every way they can to Russia, trying to keep a focus on a danger. And remember, that's the chief motivation for NATO, and to get money. And even the U.S. has jumped in and said if Europe doesn't start rising to the 2% of their GDP that they're supposed to contribute to NATO, we're not going to keep contributing ours. And so this adds to the pressure, and as I've said many times, you're dealing with two very strong leaders in President Trump and Putin of Russia. NATO seems to be trying to force one or the other to act and to support NATO in a bigger way, and it is quite it's a dangerous situation, but you're right. It is no coincidence that it's during this security conference when NATO is really the prime focus.
And the Black Sea, does that have any significance? I do know that Russia has responded to Donald Trump, the president, saying Crimea will never be returned to the European Union, to the Ukraine in reality. Is there any significance with this exercise from NATO there in the Black Sea?
Well, remember, the Black Sea is the only year-round access that Russia has for shipping all of its goods to the rest of the world, because it goes from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean to the oceans of the world. So to create a tension in the Black Sea area and Crimea, which is crucial toward Russia's access to the Black Sea, is to raise the, if you want to call it, danger signals very high. It's kind of like a forest after a drought, and you have somebody walking around with matches and smiling. Putin's going to react. I keep saying here, people don't grasp that the Crimea is crucial to the economic future and the defense of Mother Russia, and Putin knows that. And so NATO is pushing because the Black Sea, that's the vital area. That's almost like, the most crucial aspect of Russia in terms of the rest of the world. So it is a serious matter.
Let me stay on NATO just for a moment. We know that the Defense Secretary, James Mattis, the retired general, who is a military's man, a man of the military for many, many years, and in fact, a nickname called Bulldog, he went in to assure NATO member states that, okay, the United States is going to stay involved, but you people have to step up and start helping pay the way. Did that settle everything down, or is there still a concern?
No, there's still a concern. I need to mention one thing, too. Don't forget the Black Sea area surrounds what is the Gog-Magog area of Ezekiel 38, so that adds to its crucialness, if you will, from our viewpoint. The big problem is Europe says that they don't have to spend all this money on military defense because they're doing so much to help the humanitarian world that that's protecting them also. And NATO doesn't like that because they want their share of the money. And so obviously NATO is going to be pushing for more money.
It's interesting how you slipped that prophecy point in there. I love that. Always great to have a conversation with Rob because he talks about the politics and then quickly into prophecy. Well, what about this? I don't know how it plays into prophecy. You and I are both Tony Blair watchers, and he's kind of surfaced again. He's been silent for a number of months, but now he's out fighting against Brexit, trying to get, another referendum and a reversal of the decision to pull out of the European Union by United Kingdom.
He is probably the biggest name to start saying some of the things you and I have talked about way, way, way back when the referendum occurred. He is suggesting that the people better get better informed, and when they do, they'll want another referendum. So he is put it in the ring, another referendum, but he's stressing the government better tell the people what the deal is and what it's going to cost them to get out of the European Union. Even though Tony is kind of ignored or laughed at by the world leaders of the EU, people still do remember that he was a prime minister that they kind of liked in so many ways and got him through many things. They'll at least listen to this, and what it is the key is it puts in their head, maybe there needs to be another referendum.
Yeah, and that's what you've always said would happen, maybe two or three referendum in the future. Well, that's at least a stage setting for the revival of the Roman Empire, which is a part of Bible prophecy. Rob, always great to talk with you, good buddy. Politics and prophecy, two of my favorite subjects, and you do bring information to the table. Appreciate it so very much.
Well, you're welcome, and don't forget the EU is not done yet. Lord bless.
Yes, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.